like to turn to the book of Mark. Book of Mark. Been looking at the woman who had an issue or flow of blood. We see that Matthew and Luke also give account of this particular miracle. We see that Mark gives the fullest account. He has more to say about it than the others. That doesn't mean that his account is better. It's, again, just any time we look through the Gospels, we will get a far greater understanding of the event that we're reading of if we consider all the accounts that God gives us, because one gives something that the other doesn't. But in Mark chapter 5, we see in verse 25, there was a certain woman, and she had an issue of blood, and she had this for 12 years. We see in verse 26 that she had suffered many things with many physicians. It wasn't that she just went to various physicians, but she suffered many things of many physicians and spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. She heard of Jesus. When she did, she came, which was no easy task in itself, considering her condition and considering the circumstances that she was under by ceremonial law. She was unclean. She was not allowed to be in public. So it was really a miracle that she got through this crowd without being noticed. That in itself was a miracle, and that in itself, of course, was the working of God. For she said, "If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." We have seen thus far that this woman, of course, had a very real and a very serious need. We see that her condition was continuous. It had been so for 12 years. It no doubt had affected every aspect of her life. She was an outcast by law. Her entire life was affected. Her home life was affected. Her worship life was affected. Her religious life was affected. Every aspect of her life was affected by this condition. We see that she desired to be better. She desired to be healed. And with that desire, she went to one physician after another. They, of course, would recommend that you do this and you do this and you'll be better. And that didn't work, so she'd go to another physician. He would tell her something different. She would try that. That didn't work, she would go to another physician. But she went to physician after physician. And she suffered many things. No doubt she suffered disappointment Because each time she went to a physician, she thought, well, perhaps this one will have the answer. And we see that she had spent all the money that she had. Perhaps she would have continued to go to physician after physician. Perhaps she would have seen other physicians, but she had a problem now. She couldn't afford them. And that's God. That's God bringing her to the end of herself. He's making it where she cannot go to another physician. And instead of getting better, she didn't even stay the same. It says that she rather grew worse. So her condition is getting worse and worse. And while she's in this condition, she heard about Jesus. Now she has no money. She has spent all of her money upon the physicians. But she doesn't need any money with Jesus Christ. Her money would be of no use with Jesus Christ. She heard about Jesus. And perhaps when she heard about Jesus, she said, well, how much is it going to cost? Because this was what she was accustomed to, having spent everything upon physicians. And word came, it won't cost a thing. Will not cost any money at all. But she heard of Jesus, and no doubt she heard how Jesus had healed others, and no doubt perhaps she had heard of the teaching of Jesus Christ. And the result of hearing of Jesus, we see in verse 27 that she came. And that's what we looked at last week. She came to Jesus Christ. And she did so. She came believing. She came believing, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She believed that. She didn't believe there was any regimen to go through as there was with all the other physicians. She said, this one, what I've heard of him, he's so great. He is so powerful. If I can just touch his clothes, I'll be whole. She believed that. And no doubt she desired to get close enough to Jesus Christ where she could touch his clothes. But there were some obstacles. Obstacle number one is her condition. Obstacle number two is the law. She's unclean. She's not to be out in public. And obstacle number three is this great multitude of people have surrounded Jesus Christ. They are on their way to the house of Jairus. Remember, Jairus came and had requested that Jesus come to his house and heal his daughter. And it has Jairus and Jesus and the multitude is growing as they go further and get closer to the house of Jairus. And it was at this time that this woman came. And she came, and the Bible says that she was able to touch the hem of his garment. Matthew 9, verse 20 refers to the hem of his garment. That's the bottom. That's the bottom of the garment. I myself picture her crawling through this crowd. Crawling through this crowd. She would be less noticed doing that. And she was able to reach out and touch the hem of his garment. Luke refers to it in Luke 8 and verse 44 as the border of his garment. But you think about it, and as we read here, there is this multitude of people. This woman is very weak. Her condition is getting worse and worse. She is very frail. She is struggling to reach Jesus Christ, saying to herself the whole time, if I can just touch his garment, if I can just touch his garment, Her desire was so strong, her faith was so great, that she did not allow the crowd of people to stop her. She did not allow her problem to stop her. She did not allow her pain and her affliction to stop her. She did not allow her weakness to stop her. She made her way through that crowd of people. And it's notice in Matthew chapter 9. Matthew 9, verse 20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him. So there's Jesus. He's walking to the house of Jairus, and this woman comes from behind. She's able to catch up. And as she gets close enough, Matthew tells us that she touched the hem of his garment. This was not just a passing touch. I believe that she actually clutched and grasped the hem of his garment. Everybody in that multitude, or many of the people in that multitude, were touching Jesus Christ at this time. But she clutched the hem of his garment, and when she did, everything came to a halt. The whole procession stopped. And notice in Mark chapter 5, in verse 30, Jesus said, "Who touched my clothes?" Who touched my clothes? Luke records Jesus asking, "Who touched me?" Luke 8 and verse 45, or we read, out of fear, the people denied touching him. It says there in Luke 8, 45, when all denied, they were afraid. Why is Jesus asking this question? Who touched me? We must have done something wrong. So they all denied. And then Peter and the apostles, notice in Luke 8, verse 46, in response to this question of Jesus, Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me." They all denied, and Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me." And we see before that, all denied, verse 45, and Peter said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, press up against thee. Lord, everybody, or there are many who are touching you. Why do you ask, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me." No doubt in a different way than anyone else in that multitude. I love that phrase, "Somebody hath touched me." Considering all the people that were touching him, she was there, and she touched him in a far, far different way. Now, there's many lessons in that. Again, there were many in that crowd who were touching him, but she touched him in a way that no one else did. That shows us that many come into contact with Jesus Christ, but it never makes a difference in their life. But there is a contact that is far different. And this woman had it. She came, again, anytime someone sits in a church service and hears the truth preached, They have come into a casual contact with Jesus Christ. Coming into casual contact with Christ will not benefit you a whole lot. We need more than just a casual contact. This whole multitude had a casual contact. I grant you, a casual contact is better than no contact. But a casual contact will not change your life. And I believe there are people sitting in our churches today who have spent their life in casual contact with Jesus Christ. But it has made no difference, because you need more than casual contact. You need this contact that this woman had. So she comes into a special contact with Jesus Christ, and a miracle took place. After she touched the hem of his garment, Mark 5, verse 29, Luke 8, verse 44, tells us that there was immediate healing. Immediate. It wasn't like when she went to the physicians. The physician wrote out instructions. You do this, you do this, you do this, and I assure you, you'll get better. It wasn't anything like that. She touched him. When she did, there was immediate healing. Notice in Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, verse 29. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And we as you read down through there, we see that the woman was made whole, and she felt in her body, verse 29, and she felt in her body. She felt that something took place. She didn't have that feeling with all the physicians, but she felt in her body. That's where the problem was. In her body. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And then we see she is healed, and there's testimony. With the entire procession coming to a halt, and Jesus asking, "Who touched me?" Following that question, there was the perplexity of the apostles. Them saying, "Lord, many are touching you, and you ask us who touched you?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me." And this woman, now healed, we read that she came trembling and falling down before him. Remember, she came up behind him. She's healed, but she's trembling, she's fearful, because Jesus has asked, "Who touched me?" She came before him, and she declared unto him, I'm reading here in Luke 8, verse 47, she declared unto him and before all the people. And that's very important, because remember, this whole thing started with Jairus coming to Jesus and asking for him to heal his 12-year-old girl. Jairus is part of this crowd. And it all comes to a halt. And she came and she declared unto him before all the people. Jairus heard every word. And I believe Jesus was strengthening the faith of Jairus. He declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him. In other words, she told her story. She told why she came, why she touched him, and how she was healed immediately. There was testimony. And as we'll see next week, that testimony, I believe, played a big part in the life of Jairus. We see also there was comfort. Following the woman's testimony, Jesus encouraged her. Jesus comforted her and commended her faith. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all record that the first words out of Jesus' mouth to this woman was, "Daughter. Daughter." That, of course, is very significant. That's a word of love. That's a word of acceptance. For 12 years, she's been unaccepted. And the first words out of Jesus' mouth was, "Daughter." And then, of course, she made her way home, and then she could testify again. The Bible doesn't record this, but no doubt it happened. She would testify again what had happened, what Jesus had done in her life. And what Jesus had done, 12 years of physicians could not do. What Jesus did, 12 years of expense could not do. What Jesus did, 12 years of effort could not do. He is truly the miracle worker. He is truly the healer. Physically, spiritually, however you want to look at it, He is the great healer. Again, let's look to the Lord.